Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, I say it all the time. Everybody says it. The time is just blasting past us. It is flying past us. Weeks are like hours now in my life. And it's not just adults. You know, as we get older, the time seems to speed up. But it's young people are talking about experiencing it as well. The stock market has been up and down all morning. Back on Monday, of course, it rallied close to 1,000 points, and then since then has lost almost all of that. It's at 8,000, it's actually lost more than that, 8,424.11 on the Dow Jones Industrial Average, but it had lost as many as 400 points earlier in the day. It's risen back up to only be 153.80 points below its previous close yesterday. The NASDAQ is down 1,616. It's down to 1,616, down 11.95%. S&P is 890.78, down 17.06 points. So we will continue to watch that and track that as it develops. Coming up later in the radio show today, in 2 hours, in studio, we have former Travis County Sheriff Raymond Franks in studio with us. He was also a combat pilot, booking a record member of combat missions. He was also in the military investigative arm. And, of course, he's a Travis County Sheriff. And he's running again, and he is absolutely, totally anti-New World Order. Says he'll ban tasers in Travis County used by the sheriff's deputies. They're already heavily restricting them in a whole bunch of different police departments right as they were proliferating because so many deaths are associated with them. That should be an interesting discussion with former Travis County Sheriff Raymond Franks, who, again, is running for Travis County Sheriff. And this is not just a local Travis County issue for Central Texas, the seat of government here. It's an issue for what sheriffs could be nationwide and how they are an elective representative and guardian of the people and are above the mayors that reside in the counties and above anyone else in the county. They really are the most empowered type government official within the Constitution. I mean, they really do have martial law type powers, but only because it is vested in the sheriff because he is elected by the county and answers directly to the people. That's why the feds have moved to get rid of sheriffs in many states, to phase them out, merge them into the cities. The city is an incorporation, a private corporation. It is chartered under the state and under the county, which is chartered under the state. And so it is a creature of the state and the people's legislature. So we'll break some of that down today. You know, I just got an idea, Trey. Trey listening, my producer in the other room. Let's get, I know Raymond Franks is scheduled to be on with us for an hour in studio. We'll keep him longer if we can get Red Beckman on for 30 minutes into the next hour, into the fourth hour today, the 2 o'clock hour, to discuss the position of the sheriff. And there have been some sheriffs like Richard Mack and others that have, you know, said no to unconstitutional gun control and other instances. So it'll be a wider discussion about that today. That said, I'm going to come back and give you the latest economic news, and then I'm going to wade back into, probably not for the last time, Zeitgeist. I really think I was too nice to the maker of that, and I should have done even more research on it before I had him on. Because I did end up doing some more research last night, and I was blown away by what I found. I mean, blown away isn't even the word. This is very serious. We'll be talking about it.
They say you can't predict the stock market. If you trade on a regular basis, you've probably heard that lie. But what if I told you there's a way to know which way the market will go each week, a whole week in advance? Do you think you could benefit from this kind of information? The guys over at eMiniForecaster.com put out a weekly forecast line. They call it a G-line, which forecasts the direction of the stock market a whole week in advance. Impossible? Head over to eMiniForecaster.com and check out their forecast history to see for yourself. eMiniForecaster.com predicts the market one whole week in advance. It's simple to use and can give you the market edge you've been looking for. If you're an active trader in the markets, go directly to eMiniForecaster.com. That's eMiniForecaster.com right now for more information. Again, that's eMiniForecaster.com.
This is Rob at eMiniForecaster.com, and I approve this message.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I want to do something a little bit different today. I try this routinely and rarely succeed because I have so much news and information that I'll start covering one article and then it'll lead into 10 or 15 different subjects, and then 2-3 hours has gone by and we haven't taken your calls. I want to give everybody a chance to call in about the economy, about the election, about the ridiculous debate with only 19 days to go until the election. Do you think the electronic voting machines are going to cheat for McCain? Or do you think the establishment is behind Obama? No doubting that, the media too. If he doesn't get elected for some strange reason, will there be riots in the country? What did you think of my discussion with the Zeitgeist fellow yesterday? We can discuss it all in this first hour. And then when I start the second hour, I'm going to get into Zeitgeist again. And why am I talking about this? Well, number one, when the film came out, well, here I'm about to cover it all right now, but no, I'm going to do it next hour. When the film came out, it made fun of Christians and, you know, was just really savage towards Christians, particularly not just religion in general, but religion in general. And a lot of my film footage, a lot of clips from my films were used in it. And I decided not to weigh in on it. I decided to leave it alone. And to not attack the maker of it, And then I got attacked for my footage being in it by Christians who were establishment types, you know, good at judging. Because my footage was in there when I had no control over that. And then the new Zeitgeist came out. And Jason Burmes, who, you know, is not really a religious guy, called me up about 2 weeks ago, and he said, about 3 weeks ago, he said, have you seen this? He goes, oh, my gosh, it's total New World Order. And I said, what do you mean? And he said, you got to see it. And because Jason really has studied the New World Order. He studied their theosophic Luciferian religion. And he said, man, this is everything we've heard before. This is like high-level UN religion stuff. This is what the big guys are into. He says, you got to watch it. So a couple of days later, I saw a link to it on one of my comment pages on InfoWars. So I sat back and watched about 80% of it with the phones ringing and, you know, also taking care of business at night. I kind of halfway watched it, and I was like, man, I've heard all of this before from H.G. Wells and from the Theosophic Society and from Masonic organizations. And I said, well, I'll just, you know, make a comment on it. Then I think the guy's nice, and overall it has some good messages about the banking system and the 9/11, but this is kind of scary, and maybe we should warn these guys that they may, you know, be going down a primrose path here. And then I did cover it, and then, boy, I got attacked about how I'm an idiot Texan and I'm a knuckle-dragging Christian. And folks, I mean, I'm not tooting my horn, but we don't just make films about things. We predict them before they happen. You know, I bring on experts, Nobel Prize winners, people from wide ranges of industry and society, and they're always amazed at my generalist knowledge. And that doesn't really come from being innately some type of genius. It comes from hard study and researching world systems. And I don't put on an affected, you know, fake intellectual accent. I don't wear sandals and have dreadlocks. I'm not saying you're bad if you have sandals and dreadlocks. I'm just saying I don't put on airs. But I always love the pseudo-intellectuals who are just into talking like this. And then they attack me as just, you know, you piece of garbage Christian. You're a moron. You don't have any right to comment on this because you're an idiot because you're a Christian. And I'm like, hey, wait a minute. I'm not even judging you and saying you're a bad person because you're attacking Christianity. I'm just saying I see a lot of New World Order symbolism and Illuminati terminology here. In fact, it's dripping with it, both films. And I want to critique this and comment on it. And just saying I'm a moron because I'm a Christian. I mean, there have been Christians who have invented hundreds of thousands of famous inventions and technologies and, you know, systems. And I mean, to say because somebody's a Hindu or they're a Christian or they're a Muslim, they're automatically dumb or stupid is really asinine. And so the people that are supporting the parts of Zeitgeist 1 and 2 that I don't agree with, they never counter any of the evidence of the information we bring forward. They just say, look, you aren't allowed to comment because you are a religionist. You believe in, you know, something more than just what we limited, you know, perceive with our five senses. Well, then last night I decided to do a couple hours of research, and I have done a great disservice. I have been too nice about Zeitgeist. It didn't pass the smell test, but then I finally looked in the trash can and rumbled around in it, and I'm going to do some more. And it is pure Illuminati New World Order, 110%. And an attempt to co-opt the giant liberty movement that, like it or not, was started by Christians who shattered the left-right paradigm and saw the system and basically started this entire revolution that we see today because they had discernment and understanding. I don't mean the phony pulpit prostitutes of the New World Order people. So I was too nice. And I'm going to do several weeks of research on and off in between filmmaking, having a big event coming up next week, doing the radio shows, trying to finish up the radio and TV studios we're building. I'm going to do even more research, and I'm going to make like a 20-minute documentary for the web to deal with it, because it has to be dealt with. Ladies and gentlemen, in 2 hours of research last night, I found out that the guy at the beginning and the end of the film alone was the world Christ of the Theosophic Society, and Blavatsky, and then her acolytes, and then he went around the world as the Christ, the universal Christ, for world government, and that this is the highest UN Luciferian capstone group. Now maybe the maker of this doesn't know that, Peter Joseph, but I doubt that, because there's pyramids, there's constant clips. In fact, let's just do part of this now, and the rest is coming up next hour. Play that clip, the new Zeitgeist clip I sent you, John. Now I mean, and the films are riddled with this. Now, this is what I'm saying. Listen to me, Zeitgeist acolytes, you know, Z-Day stormtroopers. Listen to me. The whole thing is religious. It is religious. They believe it's a reincarnation sun group, sun cult. These are Lucifer worshipers. I mean, this is incredible. Right in our face. So, and again, I hadn't really researched it. I just saw the new one and was like, man, this is some New World Order stuff. And then I was basically told, oh, you're not an intellectual. You can't even grasp it. So you're mindless if you believe in, quote, any religion, but the one true religion, which is what Albert Pike and Blavatsky and the rest of them put out. So let's go ahead and play this clip.
Morality, but the fact of the matter is, joy comes from that bliss of connectedness. That's our God spirit. That's that side of ourselves that really feels it. You can feel it deep inside you. It's this amazing, wonderful feeling. And you know it when you get it. You don't get it from money. You get it from connection.
God spirit? So I knew that I watched the new one and went, woo, man, that stinks. But they mix in 9/11 truth, mix in the monetary fraud of the private Federal Reserve running its scam, and they blame that on free market. I was like, woo, man, that stinks. Hey, did you know that, you know, A, B, and C's really connected to what New World Order acolytes have always put out, and we've heard all this before, and withering away of the state and eradicating classes. And I said yesterday, what happens if somebody doesn't want them, you know, be part of this brave new world? He said, well, they'll be reconditioned, re-educated. Yesterday, re-educated. Re-education, withering away of states, eradication of the class system. There's a comment about, you know, things that are bad and the family stuck in the middle of it. And then there's denials about all that. But listen, it's over. I demand the Zeitgeist worshipers tell me why the Blavatsky cult, Theosophic Society, Universal Christ, I demand to know how I'm bad because I believe in Jesus Christ, and then but I've got to no religion exists, nothing's real but your Christ. I mean, this is unbelievable. And I've got it all here in front of me. Alice Bailey, all of them. I mean, this is the official, the only religion the UN gave headquarters at the UN facilities worldwide. I mean, this is the Illuminati religion. And throughout it are religious comments. And they tell us, none of your religions are real. You're all stupid, fools, unintellectual for being into religion. And then it's dripping with religion. Filled with religion. But again, I don't speak with a lisp. Or go, so I'm not allowed to have an opinion. I'm just some ancient, you know, old tradition, mindless Christian, you know, but just coldly, intellectually, scientifically, you go and look at who these people are and what they push, and the name of it, the Venus Project, which is the Morning Star, which is what Lucifer's called. All of it. All of it. Every single bit of it. And I'm sorry, I stand against Z-Day.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. October 16, 2008, gold opened this morning at $834.70. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $859.55, $429.78 for half ounce, and $214.89 for quarter ounce. That's $859.55, $429.78, and $214.89.
The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its 1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in the global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Phase 1 of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase 1 is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase 2 of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
We have a very important radio show lined up in the third and fourth hour today. In studio, former Travis County Sheriff Raymond Franks, running for sheriff again on an anti-New World Order, pro-liberty platform. 30 minutes into the interview, the forefather, the grandfather of the Fully Informed Jury Association, much of what we know is the Liberty Patriot Movement today, doing it for 50-plus years. Red Beckman will spend 30 minutes with the proper role of the sheriff and juries and grand juries with the sheriff on air. And then coming up in the fourth hour, and I'm going to keep the sheriff for part of that as well, we're going to have Officer Jack McClam, the most decorated officer in Phoenix, Arizona history, top of the year twice. He's going to come on and talk about that with Sheriff Frank in the second half of the interview, the last 30 minutes of the show, with Jack McClam. I'm going to get his take on the open calls for martial law, Congress being threatened with martial law, and the rest of it. You know, I already did 12, 14 minutes on Zeitgeist Addendum. Next hour, I'm going to spend a lot of time on it. In the next segment, I'm going to open the phones up about whatever you want to talk about at 1-800-259-9231. But just in closing on the Zeitgeist thing, before I properly cover it, coming up in the next hour, is Jiddu Krishnamurti. And he is the Christ of the Theosophic Society in the United Nations. Now we have Benjamin Krim for decades running around saying there's a new Christ, a Mahdi, a Buddha, depending, again, they're universal. They're a Mahdi to the Muslims, the Christ to the Christians, and they say this, and the Buddha to the Hindus, and they basically, their tradition is to go out, it's kind of copying the Tibetans, they'll just go out by some river or some mountain and just pick some child they claim has the aura, and it's really just the cults use this as their front to kind of bring him around like a sideshow to generally, you know, trendy intellectuals and people. If you read it, it's rocket scientists and engineers, and, you know, that's who's involved in all of this. And United Nations people and Maurice Strong and Adolf Hitler. I mean, just a who's who. Henry Ford, it doesn't matter. I mean, they're into this. This is the elite religion, it's Theopathy. And Madame Blavatsky. And this is the Christ, he is the Lord, he was the coming one, and then he died in the 80s, and he's, you know, been reincarnated, supposedly going to save us all. Huh. I mean, reincarnation, universal Christ, all this stuff, and he starts Zeitgeist and ends it? And then there's Illuminati stuff throughout it, I'm already getting off into it, I mean, I'm sorry if I see something and I know it's New World Order. Just the first time I opened the box up, I went, I thought, well, I'll be friendly. They mean well. You know, it's anti-Federal Reserve. And they're talking about 9/11 being an inside job. But see, that's the, whether intentionally or not, that's the bait. And I should have countered this, you know, years ago when it first came out and they had to admit they got it all wrong about Christians and the gods and had to change it. It was, quote, a mistake. You know, I guess we can believe it was an accident to get it all wrong. But I ignored all that. I said, you know, I'm not getting into these big fights with people. And then it grew and grew and grew. And then another one comes out, and clearly the addendum is the real film. That's the one. And God help us. And so I will have, if you'll come back on, I'll have Peter Joseph back on this week, next week, and sometime. But, I mean, it's going to be no more Mr. Nice Guy. I mean, I joked around and screwed around in that discussion yesterday and was just blown away by him, you know, talking about re-education and, you know, I'd have to be taken in condition and re-educated and withering away of the state. And that's what they did 100 years ago is they'd have these same intellectuals and they'd show little models of spaceships and super cities and Stalin did that. And I'm like, hey, man, I've heard all this before. No, you just can't even grasp it because you're a Christian and that has diseased your mind where you can't even grasp what's going on with the false precept of religion. Meanwhile, these guys are completely religious. But that's what the Theosophic Society says. They say every other religion is fake and false. We are the one true. And we are reincarnations and Lucifer's going to save us. Now, maybe Peter Joseph doesn't know all this. But, I mean, bottom line to all the atheists out there who've got on the board with the Zeitgeist thinking it's atheistic, it's not. It's inherently anti-Christian. And I've always noticed that the atheists, that's inherently what they are. That's inherently who they go after. Regardless of that, is it intellectually fair to sit there and belittle everyone who, because of family or whatever reasons, you know, culture has a particular religious system, to then be filled with your own New World Order religion? I mean, that's just unbelievable. So that's coming up in the next hour. I'm gonna spend some time on that. I'm gonna try to get Jason Burmis online too. He's just been freaking out over this. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Lead from solder and copper pipes. Mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha-lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity, so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
High gasoline prices got you down? Is your vehicle not getting the mileage it used to? Poor quality gasoline and the addition of ethanol plugs your fuel injectors and slowly robs fuel economy. Mechanics charge up to $300 to clean your fuel system. Save your money. Add just one bottle of Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment to clean your fuel system to a like-new condition in only one tankful, and improve your mileage for up to 6 months. Safe for all cars, Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner reduces emissions by up to 19%, and that's something we can all live with. Order Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner today for only $9.95 and receive Protecta Synthetic Engine Treatment free. That's a $13.95 value. Protecta Engine Treatment also comes with a 200,000-mile limited warranty on your engine. Order now at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Or call 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371.
Don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, I have directed and produced 20 documentary films. The latest is Fabled Enemies, the tales how the intelligence agencies ran the 9/11 attacks, how continuity of government was implemented on that day, how the attacks were carried out. It's just such an important film, available at InfoWars.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Truth Rising. It tells the persecution of the 9/11 truth movement, its incredible success, its diversity. Scores of top politicians, from Barack Obama to John McCain to Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden, on and on and on, being confronted about 9/11 truth. All these heavy hitters like Martin Sheen and the list goes on and on. People like George Carlin, people like the head of Democracy Now!, Amy Goodman, Michael Moore, Jesse Ventura, I mean, the list goes on, Willie Nelson, all of these incredibly prominent people who are speaking out and exposing the fact that 9/11 is an inside job. That's there. The police trying to set 9/11 truthers up, saying they have bombs. This needs to be seen. Truth Rising is so important, and unlike any other 9/11 film out there of the hundreds that have been made, and there are a lot of great ones, I'm just saying it's the story of rebellion against tyranny, resistance to tyrants, and how effective it is, and it's very well done. Summa Verite, no voiceover. Again, that is Truth Rising, the preeminent film in the overall New World Order system. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, all 3 hours of it. Terror Storm, the preeminent film overall on government-sponsored terror, the history of government-sponsored terror. These films will not be seen unless you get them, Make copies of them and give them to neighbors, friends, people in your community. And a lot of you have already done that. Intensify your effort. People are really ready to listen now. And also, purchasing the videos makes this radio show possible. So InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. For the last few years, we've been warning you about the subprime mortgage situation and how the Bilderberg Group was going to implode that by design. They were then going to implode the credit card market, the business loan market, as well as car loan market. And Business Week came out a few days ago and did report the central banks are consolidating power and making huge profits right now, and that they actually like what's happening. And then they can have a political excuse to give themselves unlimited liquidity while they cut off funds to the rest of the economy so they can consolidate things. They have currency, we don't. A depression in the real economy, a huge infusion of fiat currency into the banking system, then they can buy up real assets before the currency is fully devaluated. And that is in Business Week, yesterday. I just couldn't believe that they were telling the truth in there. Another story here from CNBC. Credit cards could become next trouble spot in crisis. Credit card delinquencies are likely to become the next flashpoint, and there's over $1 trillion in those. But the impact of the overall economy won't be as severe as the housing slump analysts believe. Yeah, right. As the economy worsens and unemployment rises, more Americans are having trouble paying off their credit cards and their balances. That has pushed up losses for credit card issuers, forced them to tighten standards, which puts a further squeeze on cash-strapped consumers. See, not only did the private banks loan out money to people that didn't have any credit, they then sold those debts as securitized AAA rated. Means the highest quality investment. So that's why they would send it to the teenager. That's why they'd send it to the person with no job. That's why once you're solvent, they don't send you as many credit cards, because they get to get you into debt. They get to sell the securities into derivatives. They get to leverage that. And then they, quote, get bailed out as again, currency, liquidity, credit has been cut off to companies, individuals. And I couldn't believe it. I'm going to go to your calls in a moment. I couldn't believe it. I was watching CNBC this morning at about 9:30. For those that T-voted, I wish somebody put it on YouTube. And the host of the show kept saying over and over again for an hour. I don't know. I was jogging on the treadmill from 9:30 to about 9:30. To about 10:10, and I ran, took a shower, and drove to the office. I get ready before, I don't know why I get into details. It doesn't matter. The point is that he was saying over and over again, why was there a secret meeting Monday and Tuesday? Why are there no minutes? Why are hundreds of billions being given to banks? Why is this run only by Goldman Sachs? Why is it all being handed directly to themselves? Why is it completely secret? And as all three of his guests said, it's wonderful, it's good, we've got to keep it secret. I mean, just out in the open. Steve Watson has an article out documenting that it's already $5 trillion in the last year pumped into these financial institutions. $5 trillion in the United States and Europe alone. The bailout is 2 weeks old, and they've already pumped in over $1 trillion. It is not $700 billion. Conservatively, it's to be $5 trillion. A lot of publications say it's more like $10 trillion. Now, everybody's confused, and they're saying, is it depression or is it inflation? Because the economists tell you that you only get one or the other. Because of loss in demand, oil goes from $150 a barrel to $65 a barrel. From $150 a barrel to $65 a barrel. The real economy is shutting down. The real economy is stalling out like an airplane engine. You're flying at 1,000 feet and your engine stalls out. The propeller stops spinning. Black smoke starts boiling out from under it. But on top of that, they are hyperinflating the currency. So that as bad as the contraction in the economy, the recession, which is depressionary, you will have an overlay of not having jobs, not having an availability of cash and credit and physical symbols of money through the monetary fraud that is not free market. It's an engineered scam that's now gobbling the entire economy. You won't be able to get physical money like during the Great Depression, but everything will be inflated in cost because they're only giving the currency to the bankers. They're only giving it to the institutions who are sharing it with no one. So it is the worst possible economic scenario. All right, I'm done. I'm going to go to your calls for the next 30 minutes or so, then I'm going to get into Zeitgeist Addendum, which I've actually had time to analyze more, and it's far worse than I originally thought, and just my light criticisms and concerns have been responded to in a cult-like fashion, and now I know why. Because you've got a lot of well-meaning people that are fooled by its altruistic pie-in-the-sky vision that so many people push in the past. Hitler, Mao, Stalin, you know, similar utopia visions with images of high-tech cities in the background, and something simple, easy silver bullet. And then you've got those in the inner sanctum of this that, well, it's like the 9/11 Truth Movement. There was an attempt to take it over by a UN Eurasia cult openly. You know, UFOs going to land and take us over, people, and that failed. That's why I mainly backed We Are Change, because it was a split there in New York, and we got behind the folks that we knew were real activists and not steering us away from real issues and taking action. You're going to have the same thing. I mean, you're going to have, I said on the day 9/11 happened, that they're going to engineer this like America carried out these attacks, the United States carried out these attacks, and blame it all on the United States. I said they're going to release torture photos, and they did, to blame it on the U.S., when the U.S. is a tool of the European banking elite. So we take the blame, so the idea of free market is destroyed and liberty is destroyed. So they can make the new global system based out of Europe, tied in with China and Russia, look like the good guys. But Tom hung up, who called to disagree. Tom, we put you to the head of the line. 1-800-259-9231. You were saying you disagreed with me about Zeitgeist Addendum. And I was just told about your call when we came out of the last break 10 minutes ago, and I put you to the head of the line, Tom. Did you not like what I was just saying about Zeitgeist? You don't want to come on and defend your ideas? I mean, what we've got is the UFO cult. What we've got is these new agers who's nothing new about it. It's the occult. And I found out that some of the radio hosts and other people that are attacking me, they themselves are admitted occultists. And all they do is attack and bash Christians and try to make the New World Order a Christian conspiracy. Give me a break. And so I'm always learning more. And I'm finding out our movement is completely filled, here I'm trying to be nice and friendly, completely filled with the Theosophic Society, Luciferians, and higher Masonic orders. And they're coming in, and then we're all being friendly, going, well, okay, as long as you're fighting the New World Order, as long as you're talking about the Federal Reserve, and as long as you're talking about 9/11 being an inside job, we're not going to get in fights with you over religion. But meanwhile, they're always attacking us, saying we're bad. So get that straight. This is the New World Order, ladies and gentlemen. Bottom line. Did Tom call back in? I want you to keep a line open. And again, how do we know he disagreed? We don't screen your calls. We ask your name where you're calling from. You can make it up if you want. You can say Billy Bob from Timbuktu. But if you volunteer you disagree, you go to the head of the line. I want the line kept open for Tom, 1-800-259-9231. Hey, listen, there's no debating it. Zeitgeist intros and outros with the Theophic Society's World Christ, the leader of all religions. The Mahdi, the global solar Christ. I'm sorry, you can't laugh at us like saying you're right, and that's what I've always found. 99% of the time, if they're at a high level, and a low level agnostics and atheists, I found, are generally decent people. They just don't know. They can't prove something, and so they're saying I don't believe it. But when you get to prominent atheists and people, it's always a vicious hatred of all the religions, and you find out they're into the occult. So really, it's their way, like Albert Pike said, of discrediting all other religions and systems to destroy it to build their new utopic morning star, Venus, Lucifer project system. Turns out the engineer they interview has the Venus Project, lives in Venus, Florida. I gave Trey his number. I want to try to see if that guy will come on. Come on, defend your ideas about this. And I'm not trying to get in a fight. I try to stay out of fights. But when I find out the Theophic Society, when I find out that I mean, the tip-top of the New World Order is coming in here and telling us what to do and telling us how to behave and telling us we're Christian cavemen and telling us to sit down and shut up, I got a problem. Did Tom call back in? 1-800-259-9231. You say you disagree with me about Zeitgeist, Tom. Fred and Philly, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I've been paying careful attention. I'm angry at Mr. Joseph, and I want to seriously give you what I think about the film and the interview yesterday. I think that he has a theocratic goal. And unlike you, he is intolerant, and he has the habit of shouting down other people.
Well, he was making false charges and really vicious attacks and then going, oh, poor me, I did nothing. But listen, I'm the bad one here. I didn't do my homework, and I don't think Zeitgeist supporters have. That's why they don't show his name at the start of the film. They have, to the UN, the Christ, to Christians, the Antichrist. The declared global Messiah is who introduces the film.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I had no idea. I mean, you know, well, I was there being nice, thinking, oh, well, I think you might be getting into some dangerous New World Order stuff and maybe not knowing. And that's why I kept saying the New World Order doesn't matter. It's not the issue.
And the Raelians have the slogan, science is love. So it's similar to that. The Raelians, you know.
No, that's the thing. It's all the same. These groups, the Raelians, the Urangias, the UN, the Theosophic Society, they all, it is the same thing. I've seen it 100 times. And so I was saying, hey, you're mixing in New World Order stuff I've seen 100 times, you know, put out for 150 years by the originally the Fabian Socialist and H.G. Wells and others. And I said, you're putting out that. And he was like, you can't even comment. You know, you're a close-minded Christian, Alex. There's no religion. Meanwhile, they are hardcore religion.
What does he expect people to do? To give up their right of conscience? I mean, you have to. If you want to believe something, it actually is part and parcel of who you are, because you have that ability to or not to believe something. He wants to get rid of that right of belief.
But that's what they always say in the French Revolution. The Jacobins did the same thing. They said, we're going to go to a 10-day work week. We're going to change the months to 10 months. And we're going to overturn everything. They always do that. But they're overturning it back to the old system. It's a counter-revolution.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, judge a tree by its fruits. Since we became decadent in New World Order, we've lost all of our blessings. Before, we weren't perfect, but look at how nothing, you know, everything turned to gold we touch. Now everything
exactly,
we touch
exactly.
Turns to crap.
This is just incredible. I just couldn't believe the venom that he had, and the fact that it was what he was saying wasn't even logical, let alone.
But it's religious. John, play that clip again. Play the new clip from today. This is from Zeitgeist. Now listen to this religion. Listen to the religious ecstasy. And he's saying the spirit. Here it is.
Morality. But the fact of the matter is, joy comes from that bliss of connectedness. That's our God spirit. That's that side of ourselves that really feels it. And you can feel it deep inside you. It's this amazing, wonderful feeling. And you know it when you get it. You don't get it from money. You get it from connection.
And while that's being shown, a druidic rite symbol with the hands in a pyramid with the sun in it is on the screen.
Did he say God spirit or did he say God experience? I think I heard him say God experience.
Play it again.
Morality, but the fact of the matter is, joy comes from that bliss of connectedness. That's our God spirit. That's that side of ourselves that really feels it.
God spirit.
It's just a
God's spirit, again, I told you, the Theophic Society always poses as anti-religionist, as everybody's a bunch of cavemen idiots, but then there it is, over and over again.
This is incredible.
And listen, I didn't do my homework. I mean, I'll be honest with you, I, in bits and pieces, took me a year to ever watch, you know, the original three-hour Zeitgeist. I mean, I was like, oh, well, you know, they just, it's just some atheists who don't, you know, whatever. But then mixing 9/11 truth and the Federal Reserve into it. And then this new one, I mean, this is the grade A, you know, premium choice cutlet New World Order. And then, oh, you're not allowed to comment on it. You're a stupid Christian. You know, you believe in religion. Meanwhile, it's pure religion. Thanks for the call. We'll come back and take more calls.
Are you sick and tired of spending your hard-earned money to fill your gas tank? Then do something about it. Fuel Savers Fuel Conditioner lets you drive further on each gallon of fuel. Completely safe for all engines. Just add a small squeeze of product to your tank each time you fill up to improve your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more, saving you 35 to 80 cents on every gallon. Each little 2-ounce squeeze bottle is highly concentrated and costs only $8 to treat 100 gallons of gas or 50 gallons of diesel. Buy a case and the price drops to a mere $6 per bottle with free shipping. Be one of the first 10 orders and get an additional 10% off your case purchase. That's $5.40 to treat 100 gallons of gas. Call toll-free 866-768-7811 or get more information at FuelSaverINC.com. First 10 orders, save 10% on a case purchase. Act now to save on fuel. 866-768-7811. Call now.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
In a world of government oppression and tyranny, the struggle between freedom and fascism, comes a story about two people who are faced with the challenge to stand up and do the right thing for liberty.
The whole country's on a bus to the crazy driver. If the passengers can't get hold of the wheel, we're all going to go over the cliff.
GCN brings you Uncivil Liberties, a movie the government does not want you to see. A political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Domestic spying, wiretapping, government shipping, and more.
The government's going to know where everybody's ass is every minute of the day and night.
For your copy of this hard-hitting film that will open your eyes, go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD. Normally $30. Special promotion for GCN listeners for only $13.95. That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD. UncivilLiberties.com. In this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Support independent media. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
Okay, Tom, you disagree about Zeitgeist Addendum, which I hate even giving attention now that I know just how serious it is, but it has to be countered, and the gate's open, we just have to do it. Tom in the UK, you disagree, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Yeah, my battery ran out before. I mentioned to John that I only had about 15 minutes of battery.
Well, I apologize then, go ahead.
No, that's all right. I haven't actually seen Zeitgeist Addendum yet, and I listened to a bit of your interview yesterday. But there was a part of it, and it was a fundamental point that you misunderstood. It was about what is the mother of invention, what is the mother of creativity, new advances, new ideas. The point that was being put to you, and I think it's probably in the film, although I haven't seen it yet, is that it's not to do with any sort of monetary gain. Yeah, anyone who's had an invention, a real invention, something that involves inspiration or, you know, a creative idea, knows that, you know, it's completely ridiculous to think that that is because of some sort of monetary gain or gain of any sort of material sort.
Eli Whitney created his cut. Listen. These are insane arguments. I understand what you're saying. We have to have resources. Humans have always had to do some type of labor, and we're unhappy if we don't do something. There's certainly dehumanizing types of labor and dehumanizing systems. But Eli Whitney created his cotton gin to make money, and then he had his invention stolen, and then he finally made it by creating rifles that could be mass-produced that weren't made one at a time, and he invented that later led to Henry Ford and you know, mass-production assembly lines. So I actually know all about it. So, I mean, listen, maybe it is because I've got such a feeble mind. Hold on. Such a feeble mind that maybe it is going right over my head. And maybe religions are bad unless it's the global Christ. Maybe I'm not getting that either. You know, religions are all bad. You're a bunch of caveman idiots, but we love the global Christ. Explain to me what you're saying about someone who makes an invention doesn't want monetary gain. I don't understand that.
I'm not saying that, you know, after you've had your invention, so you might then think, oh, well, I can make some money out of this. But the invention is the inspiration that comes through you from what I would say from the divine, I would say. Or,
they're saying there is, you know, no divine unless you're not even.
No, they're not.
How could you guys watch this? You haven't even seen it.
I haven't seen it, but I listened to that.
It's New Age zombieism. It's unstoppable.
They were talking about a God spirit. You were saying that's religion. What I would suggest that the maker might counter to you is that talking about God is not the same as talking about religion.
No. He said on this show. No. That's not what he said. God Almighty. All this circular reasoning. It's unspeakable.
It's not circular.
Oh.
It's not circular. Religion is not so. Religion is this structured, man-made thing.
Religion versus spirituality. Religion versus spirituality. I understand, but what do you think religion springs from? It is a manifestation of man's spirituality, and then it becomes institutionalized. You're not what?
I'm not sure if religion springs necessarily from spirituality. Religion might well spring from an idea to co-opt.
I'm saying in its earlier roots, it does. Listen, man, I appreciate your call. It was really good talking to you. Why don't you go see it first?
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.